What's up, folks? How's it going? In this episode of Anamorphic Podcast, we have industry review, first episode with Madhuri, where we spoke about tons of news items. This is a new experiment where I've taken an excerpt from a YouTube live and made it into a podcast. Looking forward to your feedback. Let me know on Instagram or Twitter or email or wherever. Rajab, we are live. They can't see you yet. This one is an article on uxdesign.cc, which goes by the title of the case study factory. And this is something I had addressed a while back on, I think, Puneet's channel or something, his new channel, around the idea that it looks like all these new design schools and design education have become a case study factory, and Medium is like hotbed of like this typically well-oiled machine, this case study thing that happens. It goes in heart and soul that, you know, like they gave a visual example of how they all look the same. There's a hero image.
Yeah.
While that helps, it also like starts to corrupt the creativity, and it also starts to standardize. Like if you produce the case study, you're good enough. Like that's what design has become now. Nuances like you were mentioning are missed out, and it gives the wrong impression from outside the industry that this could be a thing, that this is how it's supposed to be. And another thing that reminds me of just the glamour some of it looks like from outside. Like it looks very, very glamorous from outside. What do you, at least that's how I feel. What do you feel about that?
A lot of people think problem solving is really glamorous, but they have no clue how many days we spend thinking about it in the background. Our whole lives are consumed by problem solving, and people think that it's like a, you know, Sherlock Holmes is glamorous, right? That the whole aspect of, you know, being a detective sounds glamorous to a lot of people, but they don't understand how much time we spend in it. It consumes right. Your whole life, and probably for some people it's a great fit, but for many people it's not a great fit, because they spend a lot of time in kind of figuring out, why should I do this beyond my office hours? That's a constraint, right? Creative thinking doesn't happen like that. Problem solving is phenomenal creative thinking, where you're like beyond office hours also, you keep thinking, okay, how do I solve this pattern? How do I solve this problem for this user? Many people can't do that. Many people will be like, okay, my job is done. Let me close it here and go. Glamorous, but you cannot come out of it. It's such a, I don't know, you and I know that, you know, every day we keep thinking about, okay, how do we solve this pain, need point and all of that. Can everybody do that? They can't. And that's the behind the scenes that they need to be aware of, right?
Right.
So that's an aspect I think many of us need to talk about.
Right. Like behind a case study, like, you know, there's so much that has gone behind. And by the time one case study comes out, there's so much that has already happened, in terms of project, in terms of like team communication. And it gives you one very one-sided view, because just one person's in the team's perspective, and usually most of these projects are a team, you know, team kind of set up, and it's missing those kind of, and it's very hard to capture that kind of, what all do you tell, right? You're asking case study to do too much. But I think overall fact, I think both of us do agree that it has sort of become a case study factory. I wanted to ask you a sort of like, I think who better person to ask me, a person who's doing all of, playing perhaps some part in encouraging that with the entire design case study and portfolio review. What do you feel about that? Do you think that's partially responsible, or like, is there a way to do it a little more responsibly, or what could we change around that?
I think giving solid actionable advice really helps, right? Mm-hmm. We ourselves have done a lot of portfolio videos, and if we are not trying to point out the right things, and if you're not trying to get the right people to speak the right things, See ultimately end of the day, a human being is only going to, I'm not talking about like a recruiter or a designer or anything, just as a human being, your cognitive bias is in such a way that you look at outcomes, you don't look at the process, because you don't really care. If you look at a film star, you are only wondering, oh, can I become like this person because I like the outcomes of that person, right? You're not thinking about how much time this person has put in building their body, in building their, you know, accent, style, you know, all of those things. And even an army goes behind actually making sure a lot of things happen, right? And that's the reason why I feel that a lot of people need to be aware of the fact that, you know, a lot of things happen in the background, and mm-hmm. you need to be empathetic with that process. And we need to highlight those more and more with every single video. The nuances needs to be highlighted. Ultimately, right. you can only get so much exposure, right. but there's a lot more that you have to learn by yourself and do right. by yourself, right?
Let's take, right. Please go ahead. I was going to go to example. But yeah,
No, go ahead with the example. I think it's the right time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think one of the examples is like what I really loved about Swiggy Pop case study that I keep raving about since ages is that it had those hints of like, you know, what the teams were doing. But as a person who has worked there, I know that it's just a hint towards what all months I've gone into. But yeah, I think talking more about nuances, and let's take some chat, Madhuri. Let's see what people in chat are saying. And people, folks, we want to know from you folks, what do you think about this topic? Have we become like a case study factory? And how do you feel from outside? Some of you would be new. What does it feel like from outside the industry trying to enter as young people, right? Or just in the industry? I would love to know from them as well. And let's take some chat. All right. You both, I can hear. Okay, now Madhuri. Okay, but that's all we have. That's all we have. That everyone's audio is great now. All right. But we want to know from you folks that what do you think? What do you think about this case study thing? And if you have felt that too. But what kind of work example could we give, Madhuri, like in that term? Like, you know, when you speak about, like, when we talk about, like, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, there's a lot of nuance. What are we talking about, really? I think you're on mute.
Oh, crap. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Everybody has this issue. Even Jeff Bezos got called out in the US Senate. You're on mute.
For being on mute?
Yes.
That has to be a historical moment. That has to go down in history.
I know, right? That's a common thing everybody has with Jeff Bezos now. You're on mute.
Right.
So one is definitely the video case study. And another aspect that I think that a lot of people should be able to put in is the number of iterations that go into every single product, right? You might not know it, but documentation and iteration is the only difference between you and a regular designer. If we do not make those changes, we won't be able to actually move the product into a better sense, right? It's not too late to learn that you need to document stuff. I have learned it only recently, and I actually regret not documenting all the 40 or 50 plus projects that I had worked on.
I know,
and
right.
now I'm like, right? Yeah, exactly. And you should do documentation. Like, don't look at documentation because you've looked at wrong examples. Look at some good examples. There are some great examples out there, and probably we could share some after the whole session is done. But
that'd
ensure
awesome.
That the whole thing will be, you know, documented a certain way. I like the way Hardik does his documentation, right? And he has a concise way of approaching the whole thing. And that's what makes you, you know, you versus if you want to become somebody like Hardik, because the method, the process matters a lot. And who are you conveying the information to? You need to treat your portfolio as a product. I can't repeat this enough. I think we spoke about it, right? You are... whole portfolio, your consumer is actually somebody who's looking to hire you.
Right.
If you're not looking to be hired, then just have a profile page.
And that's when people have artistic portfolios as well. Some people may have got confused, right? And most of the folks either are not looking or they're looking for a very niche kind of work, which they understand that what kind of attention that kind of work will get. And we usually don't understand the nuance behind. Like, if I was a professor after like having like 30 years of career in industry and I become professor, like almost about to retire, then I can have like full artistic portfolio.
Yeah.
Or if I'm like really popular, if I'm Jonathan Ivey, like I can totally have like no portfolio or like, you know, a very creative experimental. And you can have both. Like, you can have both if you really want to make one. But this functional portfolio does a different job. But I have a counter argument to this, Madhuri, while we are talking about, okay, there should be more nuanced stuff talked about and more of this, you know, like typically the stuff we don't talk about, it's that kind of stuff like doesn't get eyeballs, right? When you do get into nuances, people like simplification, people like polished glorification, and that is, you can see that on, like, you know, whether it comes to art, whether it comes to music. Like, you know, we always rave about the, like, complain about the quality of pop music. So it's always like in most visible performed industries, it seems like it's true that unless like you do that like nice looking case study which looks close to expectation, like how do you balance that?
Right, as I mentioned earlier, right, the human being in you is at least your biggest asset in your human being is your eyes. And that's the reason why visual case studies are very eye-grabbing, right? When you look at it cognitively, the brain prioritizes what's the input through the eyes mainly. And the rest is like, okay, smell, hear, touch, who cares, right? They like, I don't give anything. That's what the brain basically does, right? Right. And because of that, you tend to see a lot of dribblish portfolios getting more attention than a regular portfolio. Like, if you give it a block of text, it'll be like, okay, I just processed this, now what? You know, if you give it a visual, it'll be like, oh, it's the person who is going through your portfolio will be thinking, I want to have my app like this. I want to have my web app like this. And when they look at your visual, they're suddenly thinking, oh, this person is actually talking in the direction that I want to talk. And right. That's the reason when people say, should I create my own fintech portfolio or should I do this or should I do that? That's because of this bias, right? Hmm. Oh, this person is hiring for a fintech. So if they see a fintech, they will probably get me into consideration because I have done work for them. But you can't fake it because the nuances again come into play, right?
Right.
And that's where
the enthusiasm can be appreciated, but it can only go so far.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So you cannot fake it. There's no replacement for the work that you do. And it's very important that, you know, people will feel that they need visuals. And definitely video portfolios will play a huge role because it will be like, okay, in 3 minutes, this person is able to crystallize the whole work that they have done and able to articulate, explain, show the whole work and then, present themselves in a good manner. Who's going to not take up this person? That's exactly everybody wants. I want an articulate person. I want a self-learner. And I want it.
Right.
But you cannot die down as soon as you get a job. It's not like, okay, until the job comes, I'll be super articulate, super awesome. But once I get a job, I'll not be. That never works. That's small, short motivation. That never works. Right?
Right.
So that is the kind of like, unfortunate, we are human beings. We cannot avoid that bias. But we need to make sure that at least you have a good comprehension and a visual balance. So this can be achieved through basic hierarchical principles, ensuring that your portfolio is not skewed. You have a clear version of actually doing it the right way and your vision is coming through no matter what, right?
Right.
So that's one way that you can definitely do it. Iterations for hierarchical versions, all of these things.
Right. And there can be interesting ways of storytelling that you could, uniquely approach. And how a problem is centered. Like, for sure, I could see it working in that way. And that could be done in written case studies as well with a collection of videos, mini videos explaining mini concepts. Like, it could be like, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to show your face, you just do animations and just written whatever subtitles. And you could find creative ways to do that. We have some chats coming in. Trisha says, I think the article was mostly targeting newbies who are just entering the industry. Happened the same to me after a short course. After the UX process, I couldn't understand how each step helped. When I went back through the entire process and realized most of the user research helped me figure out the feature, but some of the process were not necessary. Yeah, that's true. And Trisha has used an interesting terminology that it was mostly targeting newbie. And I hope people took it in a creative way because mostly the authors sometimes have written like very outragingly provocative posts. So just one second. I think Madhuri, I'm just switching to some thing here. Just trying to.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh damn! It's asking me to quit right now. I can't share my screen without it. So no screen sharing. You just have to see. And I can just share the links in the chat. The next thing I wanted to talk about AI. And I've gotten this question multiple times. What do you think about AI and design and how it's going to happen? And I'm going to share the article in the chat, folks. And before that, we're going to take, meanwhile, while you open that article from the chat, and next time we have better setup, I'm going to take Shubham's question. How do I measure my progress if I'm learning UI UX? Would be great if you can share some of your thoughts. I think I made one video on that topic where I talk about use, Madhuri has touched on that ambiguity topic, like the same thing Madhuri was talking about, like the ambiguity, the It keeps going up, you know, as you become more senior. And there was an article, in fact, I was about to bring up, which was The Rise of Demigod Designer, I think, on the UX Collective. And that also talks about this. It talks about a lot of like random things. I wasn't able to like get to the heart and soul of it initially, but in the end, it talks about like being a great visual designer, or having just one great thing in craft is not enough anymore. You sort of kind of have to have multiple skills, and especially business awareness, this and being able to function in this ambiguity. That is how you know you get more abstract problems. I think I gave an example in that video where, and let me know if you want to add, Madhuri, that the biggest example, my favorite example, is when you're a design intern, people tell you go add button to this navigation. And then you are hired as a designer, you're told this navigation has a problem, people don't understand this button. Then you become a little senior, they go like, something, people don't understand this, something is wrong with navigation. And when you are like finally in some leadership position, like you have to figure out what is going to become a problem in the future. Yeah. Like it's almost like trying to, I think I forgot Fortune the name did. Of the guy. He wrote a beautiful Twitter thread on it. Like, as you grow senior, like communication, brand building, getting buy-ins, and you know, like these kind of things become far more a thing, right? And dealing with ambiguity and future. Because if you think about it, like some of you, and let us know how many of you agree, some of you would have seniors or managers, and like you tend to go, you always have this one person in office you always go when you have a problem, and they always have a solution. Especially your manager is always supposed to have a solution. How do they do that? Like, right? Like, because they're dealing with ambiguity day in, day out. Like, your level of ambiguity is not that much for them. So that is the point of view they are coming from. What do you think about that? The stream will be saved. Yes, Himanshu, the stream will be saved. What do you think about that, Madhuri?
I definitely think that the amount of responsibility a person carries, right, is directly proportional to the amount of maximum impact the product will have, right? And to put it, why did I put it that way is because you could think that you are doing a lot of impact for this product, but if you're not really solving an ambiguous problem, your impact is much lesser. You could do, of course, your contribution is valued. You do a button or you do a pattern, the contribution is amazing. But as you said, truly, as you rise in levels, it is also very important that you pick bigger challenges. When you are sitting at probably 3 to 4 years, you cannot be bothered about off-place buttons still, right? You need to think about, why are my users not converting? That's a very big thing. And the more you replace yourself from that task, you can actually free up in your brain and you can start thinking about much bigger problems. If you keep thinking about, hey, that UI design pattern, that design tool, that particular thing, you're going to spend time in basics. How long will you sit there? Right? And that's why I'm excited for AI, because I don't have to do all this work. I want to do much thinking, bigger work, right?
Right. Which is bringing us to GPT-3, like the, you know, this person, that article that I shared, the tweet, like it literally is mind blowing, right? What you can do, you can just describe the app, and people are often like, and especially if you're starting out in design, it may look very scary because you're like, this is exactly what I thought I'm going to get paid for, right? Like I'm going to get paid to design this screen, etc. But you realize that actually that is one of the things we avoid doing in product companies. That is why we create design systems. So we spend less time deciding layouts, deciding buttons, deciding form factors, and most of the time goes in decision. Most of the time goes in deciding what to build and what not to build, right? What is better, what will have better impact on the business and versus not, and building those stories and trying to figure out with engineering what is feasible, what is not feasible. Like the amount of time that goes in that kind of like feasibility from ops, business, engineering, and so many levels. That is what seniority is about, and that is what is happening behind the scene, right? If you're not doing that as a designer, somebody else is doing that, and that is where your growth is hidden as well. And that is, I think I mentioned it one of the live streams on YouTube with the Indian designer community live stream that we had, that, you know, we are in business of drawing rectangles. And AI can draw them better, trust me, because AI can draw 1,000 rectangles in the time you will draw one. And if we don't come to outshining in decision making, which is our true call of like multi factor, multi level decision making, it's gonna be a tough deal, right? Like and that is where it's gonna become in almost gonna happen to all field, but that's gonna what happened to our field, that unless you understand how to bridge how to become a bridge between multiple departments of your own organization and the user, right? And deliver business goals with user goals, it's gonna be really a difficult time going forward. Because look at the kind of tools being built. Like, we are very close to like how people, I remember like Pablo Stanley had, there was an outrage when Pablo Stanley released free illustrations and then made a tool around it, and people were like, which was like many of the arguments were legitimate, but free tool is not old in design, and how many people will you stop from releasing free tools? That's not the culture one would want of not releasing free tools. You would want a culture where address the fundamental problem that graphic designers are not paid enough, right? And graphic design as a field needs a big shift, right? Which is another interesting topic that we come down to. What do you think about that? Like, I think we've touched upon that earlier as well. Yeah. But what do you think that graphic design needs, shift?
So, full disclosure, I just was an illustrator for like 2-3 years, but that's about it. So I was not like a hardcore graphic designer, but I understand the nuances of how the business of this thing happens, because I did do a freelancing in graphic design. I made movie posters, Telugu movie posters that were actually printed and put on billboards, didn't get paid one penny. Basically, they were stolen from me, right? And that movie is still out there. I can send you links later. To you, not anybody else, right? And like, so things like that have happened to me, and I sincerely feel that people put design as hindsight, and that's, even though that's the thing that actually attracts the people first because it's visual, they actually put it in the hindsight, and that is a big problem because you don't really value the skills that this person actually gets to the table. That's not good. You have put in so much work to, say for a film, you put in work for production, you put in work for, set, you put in work for all the clothing, everything. But then you don't want to put in the final bit of work to get the people in. Mm. It sounds like, that one salad that's left over in a buffet always. That's how it sounds like. I don't have a better analogy than that. Because every single time, right? Yeah.
And it's getting commoditized, right? Like how eventually it's going to happen to UI as well with the amount of UI libraries out there. With Bootstrap, that started happening anyway. Like Bootstrap is this front end.
And no code. Don't forget.
And no code, of course. Oh my God. I mean, we are the proper, like, not me as much. I hate the branding and I'm
on Bootstrap. Yeah, I know why you hate it. Yeah.
Yeah, but like you have No Code Loco where you're promoting no code, and I can see Webflow and so many tools coming out. And all of our work is going to get commoditized. That's how economy works, right?
Yeah.
Earlier, creating a book was an art. And when printing press came, like, there was an outrage for sure. Like, I'm sure we can find in history that people were outraged. Like, how dare you, the sacred art of creating books. Now you have machines will make books. Machine can't put the love in books. And now we're like all of us like smelling, sniffing books and like, flying with our Kindles and Instagramming with our Kindles. Like, the world forgets. Same thing happened to like news and like, so what if, why should our field be sacred, right? Not from not getting commoditized. And happy to hear what folks have to say. Very silent janata praja aaj bahut shant hai, bahut hi zyada shant hai.
Zyada bari topic ho gaya, please give them something light.
Neither are we getting likes nor are we getting chat responses. It's like the two of us talking to ourselves. I see the retention is going up. I see 33 concurrent word, but no likes, no chat. What is happening, folks? What is happening?
Sid, this is not our usual weekend chat. I think we need to do something else.
No, this is our usual weekend chat anyway. Isn't it? Don't we talk about this kind of stuff?
No, we talk only this. I mean, when we both talk, right? But I don't know if everybody's interested in the same things.
I mean, the analytics tells me they are interested. And the analytics says that they're, because the thing is peaking. But Hardik Pandya is here. Can you believe it? Hardik Pandya is here. Just has joined in the chat. Hello, Hardik. People, like, now that Hardik is here, why don't we tell him right here that we want him on YouTube? Live as well, right? So let Hardik know, tag him right away. He's right there. Don't let him go. Catch him right away.
Yeah, please, Hardik, please come on to the YouTube.
And And you, if you want, you can join in right away. Hardik, Puneet Chawla is also here. Then there's another article we were looking at, Madhuri, which was Fast Design Will Kill Your Product. I'm going to share the link again in the chat as usual. I think that's where people went. Like, they kept the tab open and they left. They were like, I'm reading the article, like, fuck off, like, I'm not going to come back to this one. And this one I love because this starts with Hardik. Okay, what I'm doing. Let me know on WhatsApp if you're planning to join right away, or do you mean are we gonna plan it sometime else?
Saying would love to. Why are you letting me go? Just ask him to come on.
Yeah, right now I'm sending you the link. You know what? I'm sending you the link on Twitter. Yeah, to the Zoom call.
What a time.
Madhuri, is it possible for you to send? Because I don't know how many tabs I'll have to open.
No, I'll send it.
Just send Hardik the Zoom call. If you want to, just join in. So, at some point, Hardik is scooping out. You're right, Madhuri. I should have never let him do this. We should have held him. All right. People are saying, would love to catch him. Haha. Okay, people want Hardik. Thank you, Jayant. Jen says, brilliant session. Dhananjay says, no, we are here. Okay. We like Siddharth and Madhuri speaking out absolutely about anything. Thank you. Praja OP. In chat, folks. Praja OP. You understand what is Praja, Madhuri?
I understand people, yes. But what is OP? Opinion?
No, OP is like overpowered. Like if you have, like in PUBG, you have this gun, which if it's having a lot of kills, so it's considered like overpowered, and like so when something is like awesome, like you go like OP, right? And look at Hardik's celebrity. Our already engaging live has doubled, like increases engagement to 40.
I know, right? Seriously,
Hardik is a celebrity, man. Like Hardik is full celebrity. See, if you don't join Hardik, we get to bitch about you live. So this article, Fast Design Will Kill Your Product, I think it's targeted towards business folks, and I get it, but it touches upon a very hardcore thing, which I personally hated a lot of times, which is people going like, small design change. Design change.
Yes.
And this one gives you a consequence. Okay, you want a button to be added to the screen, okay? Okay, so what button moves? What does it do? What happens after? What happens before? What if the button doesn't load? Does it need above the fold? Is it up below the fold? What does it have consequences on other buttons? Like there are so many. Will it animate? What will you write in there? Will it be translated? Will it have a hover state? Will it have a click state? Can you click it multiple times? Like there is no small design change. And I'm going to make a clip out of this rant. Madhuri, if you want to add to this rant, you can send it to your manager when the next time this talk.
I only want manager. Don't make her the demon now.
I mean, there are other folks watching who may have a manager, right? Like, just for this clip, come on. We should get a like on this video, right? Come on.
Seriously? Let's try it out.
Yeah. But do you get that small design change request as well? Or is it like a product company thing?
It's all planned ahead. And most of the times, it's me going ahead and changing everything. So I'm my worst enemy at this particular moment.
Oh, it's you. It's Madhuri who asked for small design change.
I will only say the change. I will only go and edit the change. I'll make the change and I'll do the whole process all over again every single time.
Well, you just saved yourself, because if we had a product manager here, they would be like by now just roasted by the anger of the 40 people watching right now.
Oh yeah. Because I'm the product manager and the product designer. That's
oh right. Oh shit. I'm there too. I completely forgot that I'm.
You
there
can't
too.
Forget that.
Yeah, I cannot forget.
Water is going to kill you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I forgot that I am also a product manager. Madhuri and me suffer from both of those diseases. And the next one I wanted to talk to you, Madhuri, about. We've come back to product manager days. We can come and talk about that being both, the pain of being both. Sometime else, and the schizophrenia that it comes with, right? But the next one I just shared the link was a Bangalore story from Icon Scout, this website Icon Scout. It's a bootstrap design resource marketplace that a lot of folks here would be. How many of you folks used Icon Scout? Have you used? And they,
me.
You Icon Scout. What? Why are they in use?
I think the right now it's become, it has around 200,000 plus registered users. That's a big deal for an Indian company, right? For example, you have a lot of stock companies and that market is so crowded. Damn, it's so crowded. People who are photographers put their photos there and it takes them years to get $2 because of how crowded the whole thing is, right? And you can't make a living out of stock photography. Many people have this perception that I become a photographer. Put this
yeah,
in there.
Pennies
so
and
given that Icon Scout such a exactly pennies, not even side income, it's actually pennies, right? YouTube videos can give you far more better monetization than stock images,
I would argue, right? Against, but sure.
No, I mean, you're a celebrity, but still there are better celebrities. Puneet should tell us more.
I mean, they tell us, right? Like, no one makes, like, a living off of YouTube unless, like, you came in that zone and, like, get that ad influencers zone marketing.
It's
not really, like, happening.
Yeah. And that's great, actually. Icon Scout has done a great job.
Interesting story.
Yeah.
Right? Icon Scout, and especially from the team point of view, I think, coming from Pune, that was an interesting part because most of these stories we see from Bangalore. And, you know,
Surat.
Surat as well. I think they have some one in Surat and one in Pune, something like that. Is my video frozen for some reason?
You are frozen.
One
it's
second.
It's not a bad. No, it's okay. Yeah.
Back again?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna try changing this.
Now, yeah. Telecast no signal.
Okay. Why is that? Why is it doing that?
I think today you have bad luck with. Zoom
some days
OBS.
Are just bad, and we should just, I think, accept it by now that some streaming sessions will be like this. I have no clue why it has just stopped working out of the blue. It was working fine. Okay, I switched
now,
to the ugly view.
It's okay.
That is how we're going to do this till this switches back. But yeah, amazing success story from this one. Yeah. Coming to the last one, which is NASA. Had designed a Mars mission logo. Now, I know I personally would restrain from opining about any opinion, what do you think, Madhuri? Do you think that's the Mars 2020 logo we deserve?
I think it's a huge honor to be a part of something like that. Even, you know, whatever is selected. It's a huge honor for Van Schneider, and that's amazing. It's something that one could dream of. I have no opinion on this, honestly. For the first time in my life, I generally don't carry opinions unless until it's like zero or one, right?
Right.
But this is a huge honor, and that's where I stopped it. And I said, it's amazing that something that you designed is actually out on Mars.
That would be like, just imagine being that designer, no?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just imagine what would, like, go through your mind, you know, like, the moment you just realize, ke boss, you know, like, what I build. And this NASA logo, and there's so many, like, things like that, I think, like, I believe, like, which can be termed like that. Like, you know, it's once in a lifetime kind of thing. And I was just discussing on podcast with somebody, I think, on someone's podcast that, as you can see, I'm struggling with trying to connect with that app, which refuses to connect for some reason. But I will continue to struggle in between. Payment links was one such thing for me, I think. And Hardik just got tagged in this thing by Sampad, the CEO of Instamojo, of something that a tool he had built, which is still being used till date. And these kind of feelings, right? Like something you have built, seeing it in the market, seeing it some, like people send me payment links, right?
Yeah.
And it's the most fascinating thing. And then everybody has payment links after a point. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, that's amazing. You could affect change for at such a big level. Like
and
when Hardik is working
level
on,
would be like amazing. I can't even imagine like what that would feel like.
I mean, you should ask Hardik. He worked on Google search that affects everybody on Earth.
Yeah, Hardik, how does it feel to like, you know, like work on things that like so many people use? Yeah, how does it feel? I think that's the next slide we gotta ask him about. And gotta know from folks, if you're able to hear us, if we are still alive and if it's still working, let us know what are your thoughts on the NASA logo for March. And that brings us to almost to our closing segment, Madhuri. The closing segment that I really wanted to discuss was around I'm seeing a lot of this curation site, like sites, right? Designers of this thing, best designers, design speakers, design system talks, design, I don't know, future of design talks, design AR VR talks. And I see a heavy trend of underrepresented Asian community in general. Like Indians are missing, Chinese people are missing, Singapore people are missing, like as if that entire thing population does not exist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
mostly true. White people, and most, like, some of them will just put in one token, this thing, and it's just a new, I don't know, I think it was always been there, but it never bothered me as much because I never knew there were so many designers and so much work was happening and so many people were coming out there and talking about that kind of stuff, right? Like how much of media would even pick up like something like a story like Icon Scout? I mean, I get it, like Indians have their own thing of Indian origin, this thing, but still, I think that there's a lack of representation generally. Do you feel that as well, or like I'm alone in feeling that?
See, 85% of our content is American, and especially in design, I would say it's 95%. And we have to do our bit in, you know, making our own content. I keep telling this to everybody, including my team, that the packaging that the West does is so amazing that you can actually feel that, okay, this is the best thing that you ever got, right? And because of that, you are tending to speak like them. We're going to talk like them. We're going to do things like them. And we're going to, you know, kind of do styles like them. But the more we are ourselves, it's going to make a lot of sense in how we can actually, you know, promote our own content. That's why I like the way Swiggy Design does it. It doesn't care about anything. It just puts out content that says that this is what we designed in Swiggy. Razorpay Design is doing that now, which is amazing, right?
Right.
And it makes a lot of sense for us to actually be ourselves and talk like ourselves. Like, I've seen a lot of some good content coming from Philippines, right? Amazing content. Right. I'm in touch with the Figma community in Africa. They are so amazing. They are able to build for their context. And they have much more faster internet than us, honestly. They do. And that's the kind of, you know, communities that are there. The only reason we cannot reach them is because the signal to noise ratio is higher with the content that's coming from there. And the niche directory that you talked about, it's going to become like the doctor's thing. Have you seen those doctor conferences? Gastroenterology doctors. And then again, suddenly they will say, oh, cancer gastroenterology. And then again, it will go in that direction. So right, you will have minute, 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 minute. And then suddenly they will say, we need a human picture for the whole thing. Right. So it kind of becomes like that. And we should not feel bad because every person will say this is a uniqueness. There is a uniqueness, but that's how it's going to go. So right. I think that would be kind of an analogy for how we are actually tending towards in curation or however we are doing in different parts of design, right?
Right.
So that would be, and next billion users, we have much more bigger user base. We should be designing
exactly what I was going to come to. Exactly. Like, just before we go there, acknowledging clearly Sid Raid, Siddharja, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the love. And thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you so much. Our today's agenda has been accomplished, Madhuri. I've made my 100 rupees.
Compounding.
So I can sleep. I can sleep in peace tonight. I have made my 100 rupees. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Siddharja. I really appreciate it. And Siddharja, by the way, is doing live streaming on his channel. We spoke about it in the Hindi live stream, and he's talking about design and engineering both. And he's started UX as a UX engineer intern at Headout. Super looking for coming back to our topic of like just representation. We get digressed. Just right now 20% people are online from India. Like, imagine like more of us come online, the amount of sheer, like the Indian English AI will be trained on Indian. Google is already getting trained. Like, that will be the de facto country. We will take our oppressor's language and make it our own and tell them that revert back is that the word back is required with revert. And regards is actually a good thing to put in
get
email.
Get back to me. Thank you so much. Revert back to me. Double times. Regards.
Yours truly.
Yours truly? Do we still use yours truly?
Dear. My chair. Right? So some of these. Like, I love those.
Warm,
right?
Regards.
Like, yeah.
Warm regards.
Warm regards. Warm regards. Not just regard. The warm. Regards have to be warm.
Lukewarm.
Like, you know, you sit on a seat for too long, it's kind of warm, like that kind of warm regards. So, yeah, but that's going to happen, right? We're going to take over. And that's where I really feel. And that's what I was talking about. That's what I'm creating my next video about as well. I really want more creators from India to come up. Even though there's a case study factory we were talking about, I still think there's a lot of value in us telling our stories, our unique stories, and not trying to fit into. Sure, you can take inspiration from that, but have a scope for personal projects, these personal exploration. That's where you can do streaming. Is the easiest way to come online, just get a Zoom, this thing, 1 hour streaming you can get from that, or there are other tools free. I'm sure Madhuri will know 10 free tools where you can begin streaming. Madhuri has a free tool for everything. Like if you want to ever want a free tool for that, like just tweet at Madhuri and she will have a free tool for that. I can imagine a Madhuri Telegram bot, like where you just ping Madhuri, how about this? Like, I got a free tool for that.
We'll develop it, Siddharth. We'll make it easy for everybody.
speaking of no code and everything, I think you redesigned your website, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, recently. Yeah. It was like, I just got bored of my old theme, so I just went ahead and redesigned.
So, how do you, okay, I'm going to go to your Twitter and then find the link. Because yeah, I always misspell your...
Everybody does. Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Why, Madhuri? Why? Why you do that to us? All right, I'm going to share that. And what made you redesign it? And what is this Noco Loco thing business going on?
Yeah, like, I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, I require a lot of tech-based things to do my business and stuff like that. So we've been only thinking that, you know, no code is though the buzzword, you know, it's not really a buzzword. There's a way to actually approach it, right? When you actually go to Noco Loco, you can actually see a number of case studies in which how people have approached their business without writing a single piece of code. And there are a lot of, I don't want to say tools because that demeans them, because they're actually ecosystems of products that are, you know, put together. Imagine a set of Lego blocks that are just made and your customer is experiencing it. And end of the day, your customer is actually making money out of it, right? You are making money and this is your proof of concept, right? You don't need to prepare a prototype in Figma and give it to your customer. You can actually build out the whole thing and get it on the road and have up to 1,000 or 2,500 customers. It will take you 18 months to reach 3,000 customers. It will happen, right? And that's the reason why you kind of need to validate it. You can't keep doing design mockups and doing it. So I think no code is an extension, a great extension for product managers and product designers who need not necessarily know how to code, but just can get the whole concept up and running. Your validation is a big part of your business, right? So that's the reason where we started Noco Loco. There's a content attached to it. Noco Loco is basically no code, low code. And we just took the first few letters of each of them and said, okay, Noco Loco. Right?
Very smart, Madhuri.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah, Kathy named it. She's very smart. And that's where we're like, okay, yeah. So then we started teaching people how to use and leverage their systems to launch a business, launch a portfolio, and get things moving. Action comes from there. Action doesn't come as a byproduct of something. It comes from you doing something, right? So we did that. And I do a lot of experiments in no code because I enjoy it genuinely. And I almost do it. I think you see one tweet almost every day, right? Sit on, you know, NoCo 30 day. And, you know, just kind of like put on everyday experiments that I put out. And one of them was my website where I don't know how to write code, right? So I was like, yeah. So I learned how to do CSS recently, especially CSS gradients.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I was so much fun. So I created a few resources for that for people who do not know how to write CSS gradients. And I also implemented like a small bar on my website. When you see if it opens, it's like nice linear gradient. So I was okay, yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Right. That's a fun experiment. So yeah, I think there's a lot of, I'm seeing more and more designers also turning to that. And first we saw Abhinav doing that with UI, doing that with UI sources for the longest time. Then from his community, a bunch of folks doing that. And yeah, more and more, I think, I hope, hopefully, you know, that will happen, that more and more folks will start doing stuff like that. And no code can really help. It's not the first time I was talking to Harshad, a friend of mine, I hope to bring on this channel about it. And we were discussing that no code is actually not new with Visual Studio, Code Studio, and a bunch of other tools. It's not new concept, but for sure, we are seeing a return back to it with another vigor of tools. And hopefully this wave will give us another set of new tools which will not be killed, like Visual Studio or something like that was. And yep, hope all of we'll get to see that.
Yeah. So definitely that's something that, you know, I'm super excited about, for a simple reason that people like me are very action oriented. And not just me, right? There are a lot of people who just want to like go launch stuff. They don't want to think about, hey, do I need to connect somebody? There's a lot of things, a burning idea in you should not stop you, because you know, you don't want to feel that something is stopping you. You're feeling the difference in how it goes. So you kind of need that empowerment. And that's where no-code will truly help with that empowerment, right? So that's something that I found a lot of fun with, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So it's by teaching somebody, it kind of gave a little more learning. You always learn when you teach somebody more. It's not the other way around, right? So that's super fun for me in many ways. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. For sure. Sorry, I had a glitch in between. Had to quickly run off. We have 39 people watching, and we have just like 24 likes. What is happening, folks? Why you do like this?
I only did like. Wait, let me like.
Madhuri, you too. You too, Madhuri.
I did.
Shreyan Ghosh says, please check out something I have worked on. No code mobile app builder. That is very interesting, Shreyan. Do DM Madhuri. And me as well. We'll check out. And Siddharja says, the Microsoft front page way of rising. Yeah, front page was another one. That was an interesting one, if you remember, Madhuri. Front page, Dreamweaver had so many no-code tools.
Dreamweaver. Flash.
Flash though was another, like ActionScript was one of the first languages I started learning. And then eventually it was phased out and replaced by JavaScript. And somebody saying, is it just me or the thumbnail says S-T-U-D-U? Does it say S-T-U-D-U?
Where?
Oh, I think I've forgotten to change the title of the video, but it's supposed to be changed. Oh, no, I'm not. It says design case study factory. Yeah. Oh, study. I've misspelled study on my Madhuri. You know, my legendary spelling mistakes. I've misspelled study.
It's okay. We're all humans with that. That's
fine. Yeah. Bhavya says, can you both tell us how do you got your first design job and what should be the initial pay for starting? I think that's a very serious topic. We have gotten onto some philosophical topic today. Bhavya will cover that for sure. I have a live stream planned just on design salaries and jobs, most likely coming week. So do join in that. Madhuri, coming from no code, this thing, and we have spoken about, like, at one point, like, think about it, like, in this live stream, first you were talking about how AI will commoditize UI, and then we are also commoditizing somebody's code, right? Like, we are commoditizing, in a way, we are commoditizing, like, the programmer's job, and then we are saying, okay, now we don't need you. So, while we are happy about no code, no design is going to happen along with
it. Yes, I'm excited for all of this. For a simple reason, I'm actually not, scared at all. But, you know, there is a lot of things to design than just doing these patterns, right? Mm-hmm. And there is so much in the big picture, such a composite skill, right, Siddharth? You're like, hey, I need to talk to customers. You need to champion your users. You need to talk to many stakeholders and ensure that, you know, the whole thing goes through. So much goes on. And in this, you will sit and do UI. You cannot do UI. You cannot, right? And you need to kind of ensure that somebody does your job efficiently, right? Whether you train somebody, and if a system is doing it, it will do it exactly as you told it to do. Right. So it's in your hands ultimately. So people love control, right?
Yep. And finally, it'll come down to the decision of the designer. And in the end, like, the designer will become more of decision makers than actual.
That's good, right?
Yeah, because, of course.
Because you will do better things with your life instead of just sitting and doing those rectangles.
And the craft will also change, right? The craft will also change to reflect some of that stuff.
That means entry levels will go. It's like how computers took over banking jobs. They absolutely hated computers when the banking sector.
Yeah, and still till now, like, bankers are in complete illusion that blockchain and anything is not going to have an effect, but they don't understand. They're like us. They're ignoring the undercurrents of compounding effects of technology.
Yeah, that's true. And that's fine, because once computers came, it became more easy for traders to do their work. And ultimately, business will find a way to replace the human being, because according to business, human being is an inefficient machine. A machine is more efficient than a human being. So we have to be acceptable of that fact and just work around it. Should be fine. because you will find better work to do once this rote job is taken away. And there's nothing wrong with that. You will still have time for craft. Don't you want to do more things that you love? Don't you like to have more power to say, this design doesn't work, even though you told the computer to design? Those things everybody wants, right?
Right. So instead of having, what people typically do, tons of designers iterating and creating graphic media banners, it is going to be replaced, and visual communication will move over into different fields. We're already seeing it shift from just being graphic design and everything to motion design and being storytelling, being a part of it more and more. And those kind of evolution, I think, will continue to happen. I don't know if it's my internet that is gone or Madhuri's. No, she's back. All right. So that brings us to the end of the topic almost. Madhuri, anything else you want to address, you want to talk about? Or if audience wants us to take up anything on the similar lines, on the same lines, folks, if you want us to take anything. And if you found this valuable, interesting, engaging, please hit that like button. It really, really helps the channel and the video to find more viewers. Your fingers won't hurt. I promise you, they won't. Anything else we should cover, Madhuri?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see if there are any interesting questions from the viewers.
Yeah, why not? Anything. Why not? Yeah. Let's quickly hear in from the audience what Praja kya kehna chahti hai? Praja ke dil mein Praja ki ichha kya hai ki kya address kiya jaye aaj? Bhavya says would definitely check out the live stream on design salaries. I have another question. How do you think about the importance of coding in design? I think we just covered that a while back. But overall, it's great. It's good to have skill. But more and more no code tools, etc., make it you will need some skill to be able to utilize them to the fullest extent, and they become a bridge for you to understand that as well. But it's not necessary. But if you have it, it's superpower, right? Yeah. And there can be many superpower, like motion design can be a superpower.
You need to empathize with things at least. Otherwise, you wouldn't know how to design so that your developer can develop it efficiently.
Over time, you build a map of it by learning from feedback. But if you know how to code, you already have that map. Udit Shakya says, great session. Thank you, Udit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, folks? That we have 39 viewers and we just have 33 likes. Bahut na insafi hai ye Madhuri. Bahut na insafi hai. Like people say great session and then they just don't like. You are a content creator, Madhuri. Like, you know how much effort goes into preparing for these. Like, I have to wear this. I have to, like, full on. I have to watch my
face. Be Zoom ready.
Be ready. You know, we were doing troubleshooting. And then one like you just request for and then you don't get that. It doesn't feel nice. It just doesn't feel nice. Ujjwal says, I just completed foundation at design school. Confused at what to focus on. Design in India seems to be entirely in digital space. Visibility of Indian designers in digital space, yes, because the barrier to entry is low, the cost of production is low, but there are industries like employing designers, news industry, media industry,
furniture industry,
traditional industry is still employed. Interior designers are coming up more and more in India. In fact, Indians have replaced the idea of architect with interior designers. Get the interior designer to do the architect's job and get the architect to do the interior designers. It's like UI/UX designer.
I know. Right?
Like, you can't.
So there is a report called Design in India. Probably I'll share it much later. I found it some time ago. And it's basically a survey of what is the maximum field of design in India. And you'd be surprised. It's actually architecture. Digital design is less than 2% of India.
We are just more visible.
Yes. Because business wants to highlight that digital design is very important. It makes money. Whatever makes money will be more highlighted, obviously. What beats the pot bigger, right?
Right.
And architecture is still the top choice for many design students first. And then they move on to digital design because it makes more money, right? What can you do about it? There's the money, you follow it. Right? Follow the money.
Follow the money. Or become so good, the money follows you.
I would prefer the second option. Always.
Right. Yeah. That is why some of us do whatever we do the way we do it.
Yeah.
In hopes of becoming good. Udit Shakya says, 37 watching, sir. Like 38 ho gaye. ठीक है, बहुत बढ़िया, बहुत बढ़िया.
44 हो गए अभी.
मुझे मुझे फिर भी पता है कि ऐसे नए लोग आए हैं. आई कैन सी ऑन द एनालिटिक्स जिन्होंने लाइक नहीं किया. इट हर्ट्स.
44 सिद्धार्थ. वेयर आर 44?
But yeah, but like some people came and left, and then new people came in, those who have not liked. I can see.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know that internal creator's eye where you can see ke us wale insaan ne wahan baitha hai jo, you know, like usne like nahi kiya. You can see, you can tell.
Yeah.
Sorry, Madhur, I keep switching to Hindi.
No worries.
Vishal Kumar says, metric aside, how do you know while designing that it's good design? While designing, though, you don't even get metrics, but how do you know, Madhuri?
You need to get feedback. You need to validate from your users. Hmm. If you don't know, if you are designing for a known field, then follow known patterns. I'm sorry, you cannot break existing patterns and you can just expect people to understand it. It's like, you cannot do that. But if it's an unknown field, you have to continuously go through that cycle of designing, validating, prototyping, designing, prototyping, validating. That's the cycle. Right, you keep going through the cycle, and ultimately you land at one design where everybody will be like, "This works for us." And then your developer will come and say, "This is not easy to develop, so change the components." Hmm. Right, so that's a different story. But my point
itna is, life kharab ho gaya, itna life kharab ho gaya. Sharab.
I know, right?